International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, you know who I am. I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. Guess what? I'm so grateful, so thankful that you have joined me today from all over the world. And all I can say is I believe that the Spirit has attracted you here. Your life is going to be changed. You're going to be inspired, motivated. We're going to be talking about how to keep going when you feel like quitting. So just open up your heart, open up your spirit to receive. Well, it is a windy day here in the ATL. It stormed over the last 2 days. And this morning when I drove around, I just noticed how green everything is. And, you know, that's kind of what happens in your life. It may not look like anything is happening, but if you keep watering that thought, that belief, that image, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself, that belief, then the next thing you know, things will blossom and manifest in your life. Well, I want to remind you to follow me on social media, Instagram and TikTok. I love IG and TikTok. It's Law of Attraction Constance. Of course, my YouTube page, I want you to like and subscribe. I want you to follow my content on Instagram and TikTok. Man, I'm loading up some powerful 2 to 3 minute videos for you guys. You might see me dancing. I mean, I don't know. And then, of course, Facebook is Coach with Constance. I also want to remind you about my coaching. You guys already know I coach people on 5 continents. Let me just name some of the countries. Switzerland, Sweden, New Zealand, London, Australia, where else? Paris, South America, Brazil, Canada. But you name it. You know, Bangladesh, forgot about good old Bangladesh, and just all over the U.S., Panama, Costa Rica, the Bahamas, where else? Mexico, you name it. So people say, well, I said, honey, I don't care where you live. We can make it work. I think at one time I coached a woman in New Zealand. And based on where I am, not where I is, it's the furthest place away from the U.S. So if you are ready for change, if you're looking for a seasoned coach that's going to help you identify your stuff, if you're ready, if you're sick and tired, my trainer is just certain things that he knows that I don't know. If you're just sick and tired of trying to do it by yourself because nobody does it alone, let's do a discovery call. What is that going to look and feel like? I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just thinking we want to come together to see if we are a vibrational match. I pray God send me people who I can serve, help, bring strategies to, help them to heal, lead, and guide. That is my prayer. So email me, Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. What else? Of course, while you're on my website, if this show is blessing you, I'm not going to say if, because every time I come to you, I'm bringing you just stellar performance and guests. And by the way, y'all, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough is interviewing me for my 16th anniversary of being a talk show host. I'm a little nervous because, you know, he has interviewed more African-American millionaires who are not celebrities than anybody in the world. So he's going to be interviewing me probably next week and excited about that. But I lost my train of thought. But while you're on my website, I want you to make a donation. every week you receive, and this is a great opportunity for you to give. Also, you could get my two books. They're best-selling books, Secrets of Success and How to Manifest and Attract Genuine Love. We're tired of this fake love. You can have the real deal. Both of those are really workbooks from my 30 years experience as a therapist. What else? I think that is it. Just also want to remind you that the Law of Attraction Radio Network is the number one place on the internet for you to receive just authentic, powerful law of attraction, inspiration, and motivation. Okay, so today, you ready? Let's take a deep breath, everybody. We're going to be talking about how can you keep moving forward when you want to give up? What can you do when you're ready to quit and walk away from your dreams? So I'm going to be interviewing a listener from South Africa, but she's not in South Africa anymore, y'all, because her dream, her intention has manifested. So in part one, you're going to be hearing her story, how she made that move. But then in part two, I'm going to be giving you steps. I know what it's like to give up, to want to give up. There was a time in my life when I even said, God, do I even want to keep living? So I know what that's like. I know what it's like to start a business 30 years ago and nobody's don't even know your name. And I'm just like, I'm just going to quit and leave this behind. I know what it's like to prepare for a special project and then it just does not happen the way you want to. So you're talking about quitting. You're talking about wanting to give up and just throw your dream in. I remember this pastor, and he's made his transition. And he said one day, he threw in the towel. He said, God, I'm just tired, and threw in the towel. And he said, God threw the towel back and said, don't quit. So whether you believe in God's spirit, whatever you believe in, and I don't know what some of you are experiencing. You might be frustrated. You might be saying or feeling there's more to life today, but this is the show for you. All right, so all the way from Canada, I have a special guest, Miss Gracie, who used to be in South Africa, and she's going to tell us how she didn't throw the towel in, how she kept on going when things looked difficult, and how now she is beginning living her dream. So Gracie from British Columbia, Canada now. Sounds weird saying that. Welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Constance, for having me back. And yeah, it does really feel weird to say good morning, good afternoon, but it's very nice. It's very amazing. And yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And yeah, thank you so much for having me again.
I want you to speak up a little louder because we want people to hear everything you have to say. So here you are living in South Africa, but you had a dream, you had an intention, you had a desire to move to North America, to Canada. Is that right? Tell us about that. Did you write that down? How did you formulate that in your mind?
Yes, it did. Okay, so this all started in 2019. 2019, it was a 3-4 year journey. I visited Canada for the first time, and then I went back to South Africa.
Okay, speak up a little bit louder, Gracie.
Can you hear me?
I hear you, but I want to make sure everybody can hear you. Okay.
All right. Perfect. Can you hear me now?
Better, yes.
All right. So I was saying my journey started in 2019, and it's been a long ongoing journey. So what happened one day, I decided to write in my journal and pray about it, that where did I want to see myself a couple of years from now. So I wrote one of my goals and my dreams and my visions was to relocate from South Africa to eventually move to Canada. And while I was doing that, it wasn't an easy journey. It came with so many ups and downs, so many challenges where I was questioning myself, doubting myself, and asking myself, will I be able to do this? And then I did that, wrote it in my journal, started praying about it, and then left it and carried on with life. And then COVID came. During that time of COVID, where we were like in hard lockdown, everyone was still at home. I was alone at home, staying in my own apartment. And then I decided to reach out to a friend to just talk about things that can inspire one, that can change our lives and change our thinking. And then that is when the dream started. That is when the goal started of me wanting to relocate. And then I opened my YouTube channel, my podcast, got a radio show. And then during that process of doing all that, I started asking myself, what is it that you want to do, Grace? What is your goal and your dream and your vision? And I was like, I feel I'm called to serve God, but serve God through teaching, through inspiring the young people and just helping them through this journey of life based on my personal experience, personal journey, based on the things that I am currently going through now or went through that time. So I cut out pictures of the airline. I cut out pictures of the visa. I cut out pictures of what I envisioned me being in Canada to be where I am today. And when I did that, I started writing, saying thank you in a form of gratitude. And I started seeing that. And I remember Constance and Peter telling me, Peter Adams, yes, start living in the now, start living in gratitude and seeing yourself achieving your goals and your dreams. And I started doing that. And having read Peter's book that I constantly read, How to Visualize and Manifest Your Life, I started living that and I started practicing that. I sat down, I prayed. It was a lot of prayer. It was a lot of crying. It was a lot of doubt, self-doubt, asking myself so many questions. And Constance said to me something that stuck by me that will always stay with me. Stop having the poor me victim mentality and stop having the pity party within yourself. You need to start living your dreams and stop being a victim. And then it changed my mindset that, Grace, you just need to stop being a victim. You need to start living your dreams. But how can you do this? You need to act towards your dreams and your goals, what it is that you want to do. I went onto the internet, researched about what I wanted to do when I moved to Canada. Is it going to be studying? Is it going to be working? What is it that I wanted to do? And started praying and believing in God for that. And one scripture that stuck with me during this process, during this journey, was Isaiah 60, verse 22, where it says, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. That scripture, I meditated on it. I read, I prayed on that scripture, and I lived on it up until today. That is my living testimony, and that is my go-to scripture.
Okay. But let me say something, Gracie, and to the listening audience, or you may be watching this. You see what she did? You see, success leaves clues. She got clear about what she wanted. And she wrote it down. How many of you have your goal or your desire written down? Because when you formulate it in your mind and in your thinking, it begins to put pictures in your imagination. She cut out pictures. She cut out the airlines. And she began to live in it like Peter Adams. And I said to her, We're not waiting for anything. You're living in the now. And so there were many times I spoke with her and she was sounding all pitiful. I said, quit being pitiful because that's in the low vibration and begin to do what you did, which was say thank you, correct?
Yes.
You're thanking the spirit. You're thanking the universe in advance that what you want is already yours. And you're living in the nowness of it. And so for you to move from South Africa to Canada, I mean, you had to get, to sell your car, lease out your apartment, that quit your job. How did you deal with having to make sure you took care of all those changes? And what did you do when you got frustrated that things were not happening fast enough?
I'm a one firm believer, something that just stayed with me, and I am grateful for the people that I had in my corner during this process, this moment of saying, pray above everything else, pray. The how part is basically not up to you. Leave everything to God. And where they say, why pray if you're going to worry? I just started living in the now moment, in the gratitude moment. I saw myself, I visioned myself resigning at work. I visioned myself selling my car. I visioned myself getting a tenant. And one of the things that I did with selling my car, and I literally sold my car on the day I was getting onto the flight.
Wow.
And, we're like worried. My sister's worried. People like, and I said, you know what? Don't worry. Don't stress me. I know what I'm doing and I know how I'm going to do it. The how part basically is not up to me, is not up to you, but it is going to happen. I walked into a dealership. It was, I think I remember it was on a Sunday. I spoke to the guy. He says, we'll come back. When do you want to sell the car? Do you want us to buy the car now? And it was on a Sunday. I said, no. Preferably, I'll get the car sold either a day before or on the day because I still need to use the car. And then I was like, no, everyone was panicking. You are going, how is it going to happen? The car dealership called me. We're going to buy your car. This is the amount that we're going to buy the car for. What time is suits you best for us to come pick up the car and do the transaction? Sorted out everything. We negotiated. Car was picked up like literally 12 in the afternoon. And 12 in the afternoon is my time to pray. And it happened so quick, so fast. The transaction was very smooth. Sold the car. I had visioned it. I had written in my book, my journal, to actually share with the listeners how I did that. I literally wrote and I said to myself, I am grateful for the person that is going to buy my car. This person is going to enjoy using this car. My car deal is going to go smoothly and on time. And that was it. I wrote it and I left it. Same applies with renting out my apartment. At first, it was a bit difficult for me to get tenants. I advertised on the property, which this property, I literally advertised it also a month before I left. And, having people that are like negative, people doubting you, how are you going to do it and all that? It's too late. You will not find a tenant by the time you leave. And I said to myself, don't project your weakness, don't project your negativity to me because I know myself. I believe in myself. I believe in God. I believe in the universe. They've got me and they've got my back. Why am I going to be worried? If I don't get a tenant, perfect. It was not meant to be. Sometimes a no or a yes, there is a reason for it. So then I wrote again in my journal and say, the new tenant will look after my house perfectly. My current house, I am going to rent it out. I wrote it in a way that I wanted it, that I believed worked best for me. So I got a tenant that signed a 6 months lease, paid the rental for the 6 months in advance, moved in 3 days after I'd left for Canada. And so far, so good. We are all happy. We had challenges here and there, but I just gave everything to God and I said, whatever happens, it's not up to me. It's not in my powers. But God, you have a reason and a purpose for my life. You are directing this movie of my life. You are directing this life. I am just an actor in this life. I've read my script. So now this is my part now to act in this movie. I studied my script, which is my script was studying what I need to do. How I needed to do in order for me to achieve selling my car, getting a tenant, moving to Canada, how I am going to travel. I envisioned and gave everything to God to just say, take care of it, work with it, God, universe. This
So
is
you studied your script. Is that what you're saying? Your
I said.
South African accent. I'm
Yeah.
trying to figure it. So what she did was amazing. Everybody listen to this. It was not easy. She had challenges. You have challenges. You might be trying to sell your property, sell start a business. I don't know what it is, but look what she did. Never God has said, become faithful. Become faithful and resolute that what you desire is already yours. She wrote down a script. My car is already sold. People are going to love living in my apartment and they're going to take care. She studied the script. She became one. Am I right? She became one with that script. She was like an actor. I always say, you are the actor, you are the editor, you are the director of your own life. And that's what she did, no matter what the circumstances looked like. So you studied that script over and over and over, visualize it and saw it in your mind.
Yes.
Okay, so now you are and you see she merged the law of attraction with her relationship with God. I don't know what some of your relationship, it might be lighting a candle, it might be meditation, whatever works for you. The whole deal, everybody, is to keep yourself aligned. We just had a major eclipse, some of the cities here in the US. And so that's where the sun and the moon become aligned. And I always say, if God can bring about that eclipse, what can he bring in your life? She studied the script. She became the actor of her own life. She immersed herself. She saturated herself. She quit her job. I mean, all of that is very fearful. And really quickly, talk about getting a visa. I know that for some countries now, it's really hard to get a visa. Am I correct?
It is very, very hard
And
for
how have
me.
you navigated that experience?
Yes. Also, with that, while I was busy with that, with the process for applying for a visa, when I was completing the application, I was praying. I was giving everything to God. When eventually, when I submitted the application form, I just said, God, universe, the higher power, whoever it is. Be with the person that is going to be dealing with my application. The answer might not be now when I need it, but when it happens, it will happen. You will answer. And it did, and it happened. And I got my visa. I was so excited, and I lived in the now moment. I lived in the gratitude moment where I stopped worrying. I said, if God had done it the first time, He can do it the second time. He can do it the third, the fourth time. If he can do it for me, he can do it for anyone, any day, wherever you are. Just trust and believe in him. And when you do it, don't doubt. Don't
Yeah.
leave fear.
And
So.
you know, worry, I think I said this to you, Gracie. Ready, worry is nothing more than meditation. Worry is really a waste of your time and energy. So why not make a decision? You know something? I'm going to meditate on what I want. I'm going to think about that I already have it. I did a 1 minute video this week. That's why y'all need to follow me on IG and TikTok. And it said, if thank you was the only prayer that you prayed, that would be the most powerful prayer ever. So if every day she got up and said, thank you, God, that I'm moving to Canada, she didn't know how. Thank you, God, that my car is sold. Thank you, God. If thank you was the only thing that you said to yourself, listeners, where would your life be? And you saying thank you from your heart. And remember, your heart is 5,000 times more powerful than just your head alone. Thank you for my beautiful new life. You do not have to know how. You just have to know what. And Gracie wrote down what she, now she's in South Africa. Things are so much different in South Africa. How's that going to happen than in North America? You know, what is she go quitting your job? Why would you do that? You know, selling your car, lease, subleasing out your apartment. Why would you do that? You go into a whole new culture and a whole new country. But I love what she said. She immersed and saturated herself in that script. I love that. She had a script of what her life was going to look and feel like. Amazing. So now that you are in Canada, what does that feel like, Gracie? Can you still eat African food, or what did it feel like to land and now you're living in North America?
You know, when the moment I landed, because my flight was a connecting flight. So as I was coming down, something that I just also want to share with the listeners, while I was on the plane from day one, customs and I was praying about it. And I just said, I need to have a smooth journey. And when I land, I need to land in peace, in happiness, and in acceptance, to leave the past behind. I threw away all the worries, the stress in the ocean. They've gone with the water as I was traveling. I've left the past behind. I'm ready to start afresh. I'm ready to start a new life. So when I landed, I was like, here I am. I'm ready. I'm still adjusting to the culture, still adjusting to the weather and all that. Because when I left South Africa, it was summer. And now here it was just winter was just finishing. It's now spring, where it's raining, it's cold, it's wet. I am adjusting to that. Food-wise, also I'm doing that. I'm still adjusting to that. But thank God at home they cook home-cooked African meals, which is very nice. That much I'm not really homesick. But the things that I miss the most is having the takeouts from home, which is completely different from here. I still need to adjust because also with the portions and all that. But over and above, I'm really enjoying it. I've met new friends from church that I am ready to embark on this journey with. I am ready to meet new friends, hiking and doing all that, doing the things that I love, meeting new people. I am so excited and ready for this new chapter of my life. I don't know what God has in store for me, but one thing I know for sure is He's got the best for me. He's got my back. He's brought me this far. He's not going to leave me. I'm very grateful to God, the universe, and to my mentors, Constance Arnold and Peter Adams, and to my priests, Father Joseph, Father Emmanuel, and my friends and family that have kept me together during this journey, during this process to be where I am today. The prayer structures, the people that have really supported me when I wanted to throw in the towel, when I just wanted to give up, people that were in my corner. I am truly grateful to them. I do not know how I can thank them enough. They've just been so amazing. I speak highly of them, and I speak highly of you, Constance, and Peter, for everything that you have done, this journey that you've walked with me, that you've changed my life. That if God can do it for me, He can do it for the next person. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, be it Africa, Europe, God can be with you. You just need to find the right people in your corner, the right people that will support you, people that will nurture you, people that will help you plant your seed on the ground, help you to water it so that it can germinate, it can grow to become what it is that you want to be. And be very mindful of the people that you also put in your space, people that you share your life with, people that you share things with. For me, I've got people that really support me so much. I am grateful to them. I do not know what I would have done without them. These people, they've really meant so much. So yeah, truly grateful
Been
to
there
them.
for you. So you
Yeah.
said the one thing that you haven't gotten accustomed to, did you say check out? I didn't understand your African. You said they cook African food in your family, but you
Yes.
said you have not got accustomed to. I didn't understand the word that you said.
We still have the African food. You're
Okay.
not really, you really don't miss home that much because we still can cook the African food that we would eat when we are in Africa. So it's not that much that I really miss home. I know that the things that I miss the most, I think it was the takeouts, like the takeaways, like your Uber Eats. I miss having Nando's, the South
Okay,
African
I see what
Nando's.
you're saying.
Yes.
I see what you're
That's
saying.
the only thing that I miss, but over and above, everything is here. You've got better stuff actually. But yeah, I'm happy, I'm excited, and yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you I appreciate you coming on to share your journey. And boy, you just nailed it. What I'm going to talk about in part two. And just going over what she said, well, she got clear about what she wanted. She wrote it down. The how is up to God. She wrote a script. She stuck to the strip, a script. She had to edit it, I'm sure. She decided not to worry, but to meditate and to visualize. She lived in the now, and she gave thanks in advance for what was on its way. On the 3D plane of her life. And speaking of plane, on her way over here to North America from Africa, she left behind her past. She threw it in the ocean. What ocean were you over? Whatever ocean you were over.
Yes.
She threw it somewhere out there, y'all. But that's majorly important because, majorly, I think I just made that word up. But because when she put her past behind her, when you put your past behind you, you make space for you to create your new life. Such a powerful story. So proud of you. Thank you so much for sharing. And anybody who is, she's already told you what to do if you feel like giving up. I'm going to give you some steps, but her story so beautifully illustrates exactly what you need to do if you feel like giving up, quitting, throwing in the towel, like my friend says. And he said, God threw it back at him, which was indicative of, oh no, you can't give up. So Gracie, thank you so much. We welcome you to this side of the world. And I declare and decree that your best years are ahead of you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you to everyone that is going to be watching and listening. Practice what Constance teaches you. You will manifest your life, your dreams, and you can achieve anything that you want in life if you just put your head and your heart and focus on it and trust and believe the process and God.
All right, everybody, I'm going to be right back and get one. You better get your pencil out. Do y'all still use pencils? Get out your iPhone, get out your tablet. But you're going to be taking notes because I'm going to give you specific steps of how to not quit, but to keep moving forward. So stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Okay, I'm back. And wasn't that powerful with Gracie? So I am going to give you some steps, some insight that you can take in your life when you feel like giving up. So are you ready? So let me just say about me. Man, I know what it's like to be depressed, but to be ashamed to tell folk I'm depressed because I'm a therapist and supposed to have my quote unquote act together. I know what it's like to file bankruptcy, to lose your car, to lose your house, to be in a relationship and it doesn't work out, to start a project that you're really excited about it, to put on some masterminds in person and people don't show up. I know what it's like to really believe God and feel like God has forgotten about you. And why does it always happen to that person and not me? I know what it's like to to be betrayed by friends. And so I've been there and done that. So what I'm giving you comes from my own personal experience, but from helping at least 10,000 people with their own. So Gracie was so powerful. So these are just some things that I want you to really acknowledge. Number one, acknowledge that you are feeling frustrated, angry, tired of waiting. Let me just say, we're not waiting on God because God has already given us all things. So these are just things that you can do to change. I'm going to tell you to feel your feelings, to acknowledge them, to reach out to somebody and say, you know, I'm really feeling frustrated about business, or I've really been studying the law of attraction, but it's not working. Reach out to somebody that you can trust who could give you some insight. Because what happens is when you're going through tough times and you're by yourself, it really sets you up for depression. Isolation equals depression. That's just the name of the game. And the word shame, because people feel shame that they hadn't been able to pull themselves up by the bootstrap, shame that I should have made better decisions, shame that I don't have enough money, shame that I've gained this weight, shame, shame, shame. So shame says there's something wrong with you. Guilt says you did something, shame. And the quickest way to really overcome shame is vulnerability. Tell somebody else. Have you ever seen somebody maybe on TV who says, well, you know, I've been holding this in for 30 years, but when I was younger, I had an abortion, and or when I was younger, I did drugs, or I've been in jail. Whatever it is, shame holds you back. So wherever you are, don't be ashamed. You did the best you could with the knowledge that you had at the time. All right? So we're going to acknowledge how we feel. We're not trying to be this strong person. Guys, I'm talking to you that don't really talk to people. We are reaching out to people that we trust that can help us. We are making a decision about shame. And I think another thing that can help you, if you could just remind yourself, this just temporary. You've heard people say, this too shall pass. Man, I'm feeling bad. Man, I don't see how. There have been many times in my life where I do not know how this is going to happen. God, I am holding on by a string. I was just telling somebody recently, I said, you know, I'm pretty much healed. I'm further along than what I thought I would be with my dog, Angel. The first couple of months, I just could not get over that. But as time went by, I realized that there are days when I can have fond memories of her without the pain. So wherever you are, if you're stuck, if you're frustrated, I just want you to know you may not know how. This is just a temporary situation. So I got some questions for you. Can you refocus? I think the first question is, where has your attention been? Has it been on 4D? I mean, excuse me, 3D. We know what 3D is, y'all. 3D can mess you up. 3D is where your problems are. It's where your circumstances are. It's where your five senses are. It's what you can see, touch, and feel. But 3D is old news, y'all. So really, when Gracie got in her 4D world, she's in South Africa, where the economy is not that great, where the opportunities may not be as vast as they are in the U.S., but she began to live in her imagination. You said, Constance, that's just fake. No, really, your 4D and your 5D is really the real world. 4D is your imagination. 5D is your meditation and your Christ consciousness. And so can you begin to change your focus off? You can, but will you? excuse me, begin to change your focus off of what is. Because any change is going to be from the inside out. It's a change of energy. Can you begin to say, I don't know how, but I believe things can change. I don't know how, but I looked at a video and John Doe did it, and I believe that I can do it. I think you need to remember who you are. No, I want to go back to what things can you do differently? You can begin to refocus. Okay, I've been looking at too much Netflix. I've been looking at my 3D world. I've been looking at too much news. I'm going to pull away from that. So the question is, what things in your life can you begin to refocus on so that you can begin that interchange? Think about that for a second. So I like to say, what can you do? Not what can't you do, what can you do? I had a client and she was frustrated about her weight. She had tried everything, you know, but she didn't want to do, I think it's called GLP-1. She didn't want to do that. She had tried Weight Watchers and everything. But I said, what can you do differently? And she decided, I'm just going to drink extra water. She said, the only thing I can do, Constance, is I can drink a gallon of water a day. And she just began doing that. And she went to her doctor and had lost 5 pounds. She did one thing differently. I'm not going to stay on that, but y'all know the power of atomic habits. But what can you do differently? Can you turn off the TV? Can you take a walk? Can you go to a free webinar online? Can you take a free master class? Can you shadow somebody who's already doing what you want to do? What can you do differently? And then I want to remind you of who you are. You have forgotten who you are. Who are you? You are God's highest creation. And do you believe all things are possible with God? Well, if all things are possible with God, sir, madam, then all things are possible with you. You are God's magnificence. You are an unlimited spirit with unlimited creative ability. All possibilities exist. But right now, you are just looking at that one possibility where you're feeling stuck. So what we're doing is we realize, okay, I'm not denying that I'm feeling kind of crazy right now, but I'm going to begin to refocus my attention on this. I'm going to refocus on how can I do things differently. I'm going to refocus on the possibility because that possibility exists. We're not denying that that old possibility is not there, but we're just choosing to focus in on a new possibility. All versions of who you are exist, but choosing to refocus, to think differently. You know, the Bible says every day you choose life or you choose death. So when you begin to change your inner energy, things on the outside begin to change. It might be just saying this one affirmation. All the wisdom that I need for this situation is downloading to me. Could that one affirmation or mantra begin to change your situation? Or do you have the mind of Christ? Does God know all things? Did God just finish this magnificent eclipse? And can he certainly give you information about your body, about your family, about your business? So just thinking alone, you've heard me say, when you just begin to think differently, this is a big way for you not to quit. If you just begin to think differently with emotion, remembering that you're merging emotion and your thinking, that all of the light atoms in the universe begin to shift and align with you. So if you just begin to think, you know something? I can overcome this. You know, when I filed bankruptcy 30 years ago, I'm like, I don't know how, but I'm going to I always have money. That's what I said. I'm going to always have more than enough. I'm going to always be generous. I'm going to always help people. You know, whenever I go out to eat, I tip big. You know why? Because I remember how far God has brought me. So everybody see that. So remember who you are. You create your own reality. Can you change your thinking? Will you change your thinking? Will you start looking at a new possibility? I got so much I want to share. Okay. I'm going to say, write down all of the great things that you have done. Why is that important? Because when you go back and look, well, I did this, I accomplished this. At one time, I had this. At one time, I knew this. Then what does that do? That builds up your self-confidence. That reminds you of who you are. I talked about how all change is inside out. So that means, like Gracie did, you need to start going inside and imagining yourself. If it's just for 3 minutes, it don't take your imagination long. Go inside and begin to dream. I remember I had a session with her in South Africa, and she was like, I don't know how. I said, you don't have to know how. Your position is just decide what you want. When you hold that vibration, when you hold that picture, when you become resolute about that intention, boy, God has wonderful surprises for you. What else do I want to say? You might need to go back to the basics. Okay, let me start over. Let's just say, what are the basics of weight loss? If you're feeling stuck about weight loss, what are the basics? Okay, I got to move my body. I might need to stop eating so many carbs. I need to increase my water intake. You know, just go back to the basics and never despise the day of small beginnings. Remember Atomic Habits. That we really downplay the small habitual things and steps that we take every day because we forget about compounding the same results over and over again and how it incrementally increases. All right, write down your goals, rewrite them. Okay, I want to make X number of dollars in my business. So, since you've changed your thinking, you might need to get a coach. You might need to go to a mastermind. Everybody has a coach. Everybody who is successful has somebody who said to them, no, don't do that. Do more of this. Like I said to Gracie, no, we're not going to be in the victim mentality. Your coach was in the victim mentality that just keep you in the same place. No, we're not going to complain. We're going to be grateful. As I said in part one, if all you ever said was thank you, how wonderful would your life be? All right, so you're going to write down your goals and look at them every single day. You may want to write down your why. Why do I want to have a monthly income of $10,000? Well, I could take my family to Disney World. I could pay off my student loan. I could take my wife out to a nice dinner. I could begin a college savings account. Write down your why and remember that. I'm going to say you need to feed your spirit. That's major. That's major. Start looking at motivational videos on YouTube. Start listening to my show. I got one lady, Karen, you know who I'm talking about you. She goes back to 2009 and works her way back up. I can't even remember some of the people I interviewed in 2009. And so feed your spirit, motivate yourself, feed yourself, nourish your soul. I saw Lenny Kravitz on TikTok, and he was doing a sit-up with the barbell and lifting the barbell. I don't know, over. He was doing an overhead and a sit-up at the same time. When I saw that, I'm like, man, when I went to the gym, it made me increase my weight limits. Everybody see that? Looking at other people's biography or autobiography to inspire you. You would the word inspire means in spirit. Also, what else do I want to say? Practice meditating. Spend 5 to 10 minutes every day meditating. When you're meditating, that is when the spirit downloads to you. Do this in your business. Start this product. Start doing more of this. Just this week, doing my meditation, the spirit just gave me a download about some things. I wasn't praying for it. I wasn't asking for it. But God has a million ways to get to you what your next step should be. You're just one step away, one phone call away, one email away, one connection away from your life radically changing. Remember, I said that this too shall pass. And know that love is responsive. Man, my time went by so fast. Love is responsive. You are one with God, one with spirit, and love responds to you. You're one with that infinite loving God. And if your children wanted something and you had it and it wouldn't hurt them and they asked, well, would you give that to them? Yes, because love responds. The whole universe is conspiring. You're not a victim. You're not a poor me. There are a million ways, 8.2 billion people that can get to you what you've been praying for, that's looking for the products and or services that you have. There's a woman, there's a man that's looking for love that you're searching for. But you have to get in the mindset of because God has given you the authority, the rule, and the reign. You're in charge. You determine what you're going to think. You determine what you're going to look at. You determine what you are going to feel. And love responds to you. God wants to meet your needs. I don't care how long it's been. I had somebody say to me, I'm probably the worst client you've ever had, but you are a child of God. And if God has the breakthrough in some with the red cardinal, somebody said, I prayed for God to show me a sign. I believe you can do that. And she loved red cardinals, and a red cardinal just came, and she was sitting outside and just perched beside her. So remember who you are. You have too much of God in you to quit. You just need to change your paradigm. You need to change your belief, change your thinking. I can do this. I can move this. I can move through this. All things are possible. I have the mind of Christ. I'm one with the God. That created all of the universes. All the wisdom that I need will be given to me today. Dr. Dennis Kimber, he talks about opening up your mind to million-dollar ideas. So it's a choice. I'm not telling you not to feel frustrated, but that's not where you're going to live. You're going to shake yourself. You're going to do, I gave you about 15 things, different shifts. Different paradigms, different ways of thinking that you can be and do to really begin to shift your life. Go back to the basics with the law of attraction. A lot of people say, well, I've been doing the law of attraction. Have you really? Like attracts like. What has been your dominant thinking? I'm not going to go through that again. But just know that built into every problem is a solution. Before the foundation of the world, the spirit already knew you was going to have that issue or that frustration. Built into every problem is a solution. And I'm just feeling led. And the last thing I'm going to say is you need to just begin to say thank you. Thank you can bring you out of feeling pitiful. Thank you can bring you out of feeling hopeless. Thank you for what I do have. You wrote down all of the stuff that God had done, has done for you. Thank you for that. Thank you that when I went to Tennessee State University, you made a way for me. Thank you that when I came to Atlanta and went to Clark Atlanta University, you gave me a scholarship and an apartment and a job. When you begin to think back and think all of the wonderful things that have happened, all of the wonderful things, even though right now you may be frustrated, you got a lot of good that's going on in your life and all of the wonderful things in your life. Just being grateful. You've heard me say so many times, gratitude and authenticity are the highest vibrations. When you live in that, when you stay in that, it vibrates you up to those powerful levels of love and abundance. Wow, this has been so good. Well, if you want someone to really help you walk through a frustrating, problematic, just scary, uncertain time with you, I'm certainly your girl. As I said it at the beginning of the show, let's do a discovery call. Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Let's make it happen. And remember, you're one with God and one with all that is. You know what I always say? There is more in 2024. Believe it, tap into it, and create yourself a powerful week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.